Now, the news, Taiwan is to extend compulsory military service from 4 months to 1 year to counter threats from China. On Monday, dozens of Chinese planes crossed into Taipei's air defense zone, the biggest incursion in years. Beijing is protesting against what it says is collusion and provocation by the island and the United States. It views Taiwan as a breakaway province. Florence Louis has the details from Hong Kong.
The latest measures announced by Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen is aimed at increasing the island's defense capabilities. And one think tank estimates that the extra 8 months that conscripts will now be required to serve could potentially add 60 to 70,000 personnel annually to the current serving force by the year 2027. And that's not the only change announced on Tuesday. Conscripts will now undergo more intense training. There'll be more live fire drills. They'll learn how to handle more sophisticated weapons. The president also said the government plans to increase the overall salaries for conscripts and professional soldiers. The number of years a conscript serves will also be taken into account in the government's labor retirement plan. All this is to make serving in its defense forces more attractive. Now, increasing the number of months that a conscript has to serve really is not new. Previously, conscripts had to serve for 2 years, but that was slowly whittled down to 4 months by previous governments because to appease to younger voters, and also because at that time, tensions between Taiwan and Beijing had eased. Now, Taiwan has been feeling the pressure from China over the years, not just militarily, but also financially and diplomatically, as China has grown from strength to strength on the global stage, as well as in the world economy. And the Taiwanese government under President Tsai Ing-wen, well, its position is that Taiwan's future is something for Taiwan people to decide, whereas the Chinese government views the island as a breakaway province and sees reunification as inevitable. So these are two very opposing and contrasting views. And President Tsai, she said on Tuesday afternoon that Taiwan wants peace, but to avert a war, it has to be prepared for war.